Sure, so in my we are holding by Tzimun Shimbeis by Sif Dalimer. We just finished the Sugya of Sif Kimmel, the Makabal Kalim, so Mamshach now the Sugya of Mimachabesh, a prep for their clothing. Mishnah and Afkufim Aleph of Malapizan, this Indian at the end, we get it, says three locks over here. Number one, when you have a press of balabatim, a regular person, the locker is, you let it undo it. However, you cannot put the press together, put clothing inside and press together. A second thing, by the uman, by the kaifsin, you should not touch at all, whether to undo it or to put it together. Number three, the exam of Yehudo that says, let's say you undid it partially on Erev Shabbos, they have a right to continue to undo it and to take out the pants that's inside over here. Now we have three halakas. You have to explain all three things over here. First case over here, to put the press together, the law is to untie mutter together is usher. Why is usher for? So Rashi of the Mishnah says, to put the press and pants inside is usher inside the iser tzarech choyl. It's being used for the weekday. The Torah brings down this in over here. That's how the Chai Odom, Chayasol, the Gain, the Kitzer, and the Mishnah bring down the iser inside the sugya of tzarech Odom. Now, the question here is, the Chur of Pashtus is that it sounds like if Tzarech Shabbos, Tzarech Chol is also, that means let's say you want to put your pants inside Friday night, take it out Shabbos morning, should be mutter. Now, we just learned the halacha beforehand, in Sif Gimel, that something that is to undo creases and something to make creases is also. Now you tell me you allow to put your pants inside a crease machine and press it together, the only issue is to have a Tzarech Chol, Pashtus of Pelo Mir. So Svasemis, how he wants to answer, he wants to tie in the case over here is avada to put your pants inside a press machine is also al tikimono, the pashtus. However, here, the case you put two pairs of pants inside, you undid it and took out one pair of pants, other one's still inside, and now you want to reconnect it. There he wants tie of the tikimono you already created. Obviously, putting it back the way how it was before, and that we know to put it back the shoelace that was there before, and Lamaisa, that's the mortar. That's the Lachan Simon Zayin, Sebeis. How are they over here? Still, it's Osir. It's on the Sugil Tzarechol. Why are you closing this press on top of the pants? As is it Tzarechol? The Chiddush Pshat, why Rashi came along, the place can bring down the Is it Tzarechol? That even the situation already was there to reconnect it, still they have the Is it Tzarechol? Maybe Ke'inza. Look at the Meir Yahu, he says it over. He switches the word Tzarechol to Derechol. Lavush switches the words from Tzarechol to Derechol. There could be the idea of Derechol, usually the words mean that the definition is Ubnachol. The whole idea of using usually a Kli is Ubnachol is a chore over here. So therefore, a Gam might be a case of Tzarech Shabbos, but since it's Derechol, Ubnachol, it might still is also over here. So, drop a different way of saying it over, but that's the quote that you say it over here. Now, it comes out that the second Lachol, is when you have a Maisa Uman, a Klefsin, Lachas don't touch it. When you come to be Maisa over here, that person still cannot even undo and open up the machine over here. And the question is, what is the Issa opening up the machine? Which one closing it? Tzarechol, the Saka Mono. What's the Issa opening up the machine? So come on Rashi, it says, why are you doing the Stiro? Look at the act of Stiro. It's not Stiro Mamish. Kisa Kalim made to open the clothes over here. It's doing the Stiro. The Torah brings down this way. They have a Losh of the Machab that way. I brought down Beikim and Lachoinim, the Rabbah, the Gaz, Chaldim and Kitzer, Doim Lestiro. I tell Hashani, it's very hard to understand the Lumdus over here. Kisa Kalim is open and close, everyone knows it's Mutter. Why is it a machine that's made to open and close, open and close, open and close? It's Doim Lestiro. Very hard to look the side over here.
But the pants in there is for future.
That's the issue of closing it. But now I want to open it, take out the pants and use it. The lock is by Maisa Uman, you cannot open it. What is it opening it?
I'm saying not Balabatim. By Balabatim, it's
going to
be open.
By Balabatim, not open it. What's the issue of opening by Maestro Uman? But only by Klefsin, you can open it. Second lock in the Mishnah. So the second malach over here, this is Rambam, wrote down, like Mishnah, and the Mogavam is down that way. That's a Sugil Chasarin Kiss. That means this Kli by an Uman is a special type of Kli. People mock, but not to do other things with it except to be oppressed. If by Yam, it's a Sugil of Chasarin Kiss. So it goes this way. That means that instead of opening it, you have two reasons, either doing the stereo or the idea of Sarkis. The third halacha over here, coming over here, and he says, but let's see, open up a little bit on Erev Shabbos to be mamshuch to keep opening up. Mice says, what do we show him to take out your pair of pants? The question based upon this is Rabbi Yehuda come to argue the Tanakamo, will come to explain the Tanna Kamma. Is there a machlokes or not? So by Seisa being done, a machlokes among the Rishonim, is there a machlokes over here? That means those who want Taino, that Lysa, the Paschal Kulo. That means the Torah Paschans like Rabbi Yehuda. That means it's standing. The Tanna Kamma is not arguing Rabbi Yehuda. We're right to open up Levosh El Rabbah go this way. Atzal Hashem, the Rambam Pirsh Mishnai says, Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav Mishnai says, the Halacha is not that way, Maka Mishnah. Therefore, the Kitzer Graz, Tereso, the Kamma Paschim, not the way they say this is Machlokes over here. So come down, this is Machlokes if a person, when you open up a little bit of Erev Shabbat, keep opening it up. The way of the Mishibra, he sets it up, he wants to tie it to the Shitosa Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, this sugi over here is Doim L'Stira. When you open up a little bit, there's no Doim L'Stira, you can keep opening it up. According to Rambam, the Bayah is Chesaron Kis. So you open up a little bit, you still have a Bayah of Chesaron Kis. If you cannot finish opening up, therefore Mishibra says, it's L'Shitosa. The problem is, the Rav Mishnah, he says over the Locha, he says over the Tam of Rashi, of Doim G'stira, it's always over the Locha in Locha B'Yudu, like the Rambam. Same thing, you take out the Graz and the Kishon Aruch, they say the Istel V'Yer, it means that Rashi, Doim G'stira. Yet they come along, they say the Locha is like the Rambam, the person cannot open it up. That means Mishibra says, L'Shitosa, it's clear for the Rav Mishnah, the Graz and the Kitzer, they do not understand this way. Al-Maisa Mishibra Locha has a good point over here. So what's Issa opening up? Bishlam, if you go like Rashi, no Issa, because no Stira, I opened already. Finishing it, what's the Bayah? According to the Rambam, it takes not totally Zebazah, so what's the Issa? So B'etzem, if you look at the Lashon of the Rav and of others, the one time the Xerver is that you open up a little bit, keep opening it, you might not open at all, it might open the Xerver, you might come to go open it. Therefore, even the Magavram, when it quotes the Magav Mishnah, the Lashon is, they have not a Bayah, a Xerver, you might come to open it. That's the story we have to answer it. Now, in this halacha, there's a side point over here that says, according to the Tanna Kamma, if he argues on the Yehuda, the halacha is by Yehuda, he can take out the pants. Masha Enkein, according to the Tanna Kamma, you cannot take out the pants, even though you open up a little bit on Shabbos. Now, Bishlam, you tell me you cannot fully open up either Chesaron Kis, or you might come to open it up. But why can I not take it out? Why, by Yah of what, if I pull it, it's going to open up the machine more? I mean, a case of total muksa, chesaron kis. When you learn the sugya of chesaron kis, or better from the sugya of muksa, the question was, one: what cases are total mutter and what's total osir? I mean, everyone knows to take a rock to move it is osir. But to move a rock, total minat sad, the tzarech dover her iser, the maiso is osir, tzarech dover heter is mutter. This case, what are you doing? You're pulling out the pants, it's tzarech dover heter, that might come to move the machine over here. So tiltu matzad of chesaron kis of the tzarif dover heter should be mutter. So we clear the shayla that true by rock, that's halacha 100%. That's halacha sim machine alf sim ches. But the aterim of tiltu begufoi and tiltu matzad and near all these cases that we have by rock gedoymo, do we say by chesaron kis? Maybe chesaron kis is a special category on by itself. But what's the lumdus of chesaron kis? Don't touch. Stay away. Chesaron kis are very makbin not to use it. So what we makbin not to metaltul ba'amuv etaltul menatzad? Come on, the Pima Godom, and he wants to medak the basis of the beginning of the Mishnah Ches, the term of Ner, Kavabiyas, etaltul menatzad, kudoyma, does not apply by Chesaron kis. Says the Pima Godom over here, that's the same lumdus. The story over here is etaltul menatzad. It's true there's a head to my mokso, but not by Chesaron kis. That's the reason why a person cannot pull out the pants, and the machine over here will move. The Bayami pointed out, we learned the halacha by Chesaron Kis, but Mishmur did not agree with this concept over here. Mishmur writes, you have a nadin, that has a sack inside of the shrita of the knife, you want to metal it, tilt him inside the mice, it's mortar. Mishmur had to cover the brias, other term he has, not like the prima godem. The question is, so, was Issa taking out the pants? So come on, Kiveg over here on the page, I want to say, what's pshat, to answer this question. He says over here, also the reason why a person cannot take out the pants, a gazari might come to open up the machine. That's the Yisrael of Lomdus. The reason is not Mitzad, the Yisrael of Tiltu Matzad, Tzorach Dover Hetches, is also by Chesaron Kis. In fact, Kirei Gavana, Tiltu Matzad Lomais is Mutter. He is his cash, is Mutter. The Yisrael of the Yisrael over here is, why can he might come to move the machine, open the machine. Come to open the machine, Lomais, that's also. Sifrei is a Gemara Daku from Aleph discussing when a person has his kiss Nisna, he wants to rub it. The question is, what is he coming to go do over here? Is he coming to soften it or coming to the tzachzek to make it bright over here. Why is he doing it for? So the Gemara is very clear. If you come to soften it, l'mais it's mutter. Mashiach, in the case of a sidro, I mean, in the case of a cholot, l'ocha is a soften is mutter. I have a sidro, and they said, you know, I'm a chalik, so the gear says, it also is a mutter. And Beth Yilun says, hey, there are Beth Yilun three cases you have to discuss. The case of a cholot, that's mutter. The case of a sidro, that's a machlik, it's be'ikuk and patkins, also. The case of Pishtun, that's brought down by the Ramah, the Shemula Lekert. Three different akimtas to discuss how to apply l'ocha l'maisa. So first, case of a cholok, that's black, white, gemara, l'maisa, it's water. Mechaber, tur, api the gemara. What is a cholok? What is a cholok? The tight word over here. What's a gesinus? The words over here in the Mishnah Berurah. So Mishmur is very clear, it's a malbush tachton. It's an undergarment. Pashas, that's Rashi, the sugi over here. Mishmur is quoting it, api the El Rabo, api the Graz, it's an undergarment. What's the nafkamino? When you learn the loch and simon, the race son of Bez. Over there it said lochid negev chibadatoy. What a person wears during the week should not wear on Shabbos. He should change his clothing. Should a person change his undershirt to cover Shabbos? Should he have an undershirt yuchud for Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, toiv shlo yilbash b'Shabbos b'kol mash leivish b'chol afilu cholok. What's a cholok? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. It's the undershirt. The Pashas, we have a black and white Mishnah Berurah that says a person should have an undershirt miyuchot. I assume the Olam, we learn the sugi then, we'll learn the sugi now. It's clear that's the idea over here. You have to have a special one, miyuchot for Shabbos. It's not you have to. Tell you the correct thing is to have an undershirt miyuchot for Shabbos. Interestingly, in the Pasha last week, Kesoinis Pasim, over there it says Kesontoi. What's a Kesoinis? Says Rashi Cholok. Rashi's Cholok. On that Rashi, there seems like a chum over there. As Machlok Shalim Marshal versus Reim, how do you read the Pasuk? Is there a Kesinus, and then the Kesinus Pasuk between two things over there? Or the Kesinus Pasuk is the Kesinus, and it's an undershirt. But over there, it's clear in Rashi before Shmuel there, that the Kesinus, which is a Cholok, is the undergarment. Kesinus Pasuk, is that the same thing? It's on top of that, Sidur Chum has Machlokis, what Pasuk over there is?
So undershirt is just only one thing.
Since the Chum has two, Machlokes, Marshal, versus Reim, what Pshan the Pasuk is. Rashi, the passage reading of Rashi, as the Chum says, means the Kesinus Pasuk was the Cholok.
But he's one way to wear on the shirt, just wear
that. That was the thing that was the Malbush that was not seen. In fact, we did not see it. In fact, Marshal, how could that be?
In fact, Marshal. Maybe that was his only beggar. Maybe in those days it was one thing.
What means was the thing on the skin?
Yeah.
Whatever's touching the skin.
Okay.
It could be like a long rope.
It could be that was what they were.
But that's not what the Sirchom says. I hear you can argue with the Sirchom. But that's my son. That's all he says. But a very important thing, people always ask me when I say the Mishnah Berurah on the race of Beis, I feel held to the undershirt. They ask me, how do I know? It's our Mishnah Berurah. Our Mishnah Berurah says it's what is a marble shafting. Cool. Now, in this halacha where Chalk is mutter, there are a couple of limitations. First two of them, the Mishnah Berurah is very clear. Number one, he says, cannot be gaggle al yidei kli. It best if you want to soften the thing, even using, let's say, an iron. Iron is off over here. That's also awesome. A second thing says in the Mishnah Berurah, the Magavram, Api the Mechabed, Tov Kuf Yates, that to make creases over here, Yabaya Af Mesakim Onu. Now, how does he say it over? The way the Mishnah Berurah Magavram me down, when I make the crease, is Dak Ade Kli, and send you to Allah, that's the Tov Kuf Mem Aleph, it means an act of a Maisa Uman. It's not a Maisa Uman. When you make this crease over here, should not be a problem. Meaning, basically, practically, let's say a person has a cufflink shirt. When you get it back from the cleaners, what happens is straight, and there are no lines there. What you're supposed to do is bend it back and make, right now, the crease. That means when it's rather straight. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Are you allowed to make a crease over here? So, Lahura, you want a taina, you can ask for it. We know the loch and sif gimel is, not only to undo a crease, but only to make a crease, if mice is ulcer. However, we see over here the fact that Mishnah Berurah says, "How do you know you cannot make a crease?" He sends you Tokuf Mem Aleph. Why not? And he says, "I smite the Uman." What happened? Why send you to Sif Gimel? You can't make a crease over here. So, Batzam, this a point that comes out. Like what we mentioned last Chaburah, there are two things over here. Something to get to a beged when a person who wants to protect it, put it away, that's Halachon Sif Gimel. He wants to do an act of Shmira or act of Tikkun, but he wants to put it somewhere and to use it and on the side. There's something with Shomazam called Shimush that we want to put in the matzav that struggle how it's supposed to be. That means how is it supposed to be when you want to wear it? You fold up and you make a crease over here. That's the matzav harogel called shimush over here. Not called the tick in the baggot. Not nechle get a fakert. The only reason why it's also talking about malaf over here is the meister uman over here. Making a kof is not a meister uman. Therefore, come on, Mishlom Zalman, the case of making kof, so even fixing your hat, get smashed. Put it back in this place, where how it's supposed to be. That it calls shimush. That's called the idea of putting a matzav, how it's made to be used over here, a matzav harogel. That's not nechle nesr. For the right that he said over here, in Mamash Ma'at, it's aloha. In fact, this aloha, dafka went to Maisa Umon. And the center to different aloha, talk of Memal, not Negerta Sugis of Gimel. There are two different sugis over here. The sug of using something, and you want to put a Maisa Umon, it's only also when it's Nichol Negerta of Maisa Umon. Otherwise, because the Makar, the saying to Machab, talk of Memal, the dafka of Maisa Umon. And using a clay. Is everyone matter by cost? I don't know anyone who asks us to make the cost in Shabbos. Now, there is a third limitation over here. Kamu Mishmuel says it's true by the Cholk is Mutter, but you have Kavon Matzachzech, be the Sugi over here, it says Mishmuel according to other Shabbos. The Maisa is Osir. Now, it comes out very interesting. You can have the same Cholk, the one person is rubbing it Mutter, the other one is rubbing it Ivanis over here. So Zamas has a hard time. What do you mean with the Mainam? One person, yeah, one person, no. I think the doctor is asking this question over here. How can it be the same act over here that perpetually doing over here? What? No, same thing. No, not in Chalb. Shmuel says, do not say those words, doing it better. So the Kavona asks it. It sounds like we're thinking tomorrow. A Noch limitation, come to Moshe and says, let's say the thing over here, the Cholik, you can wear it, that's the case with Smolchim. But let's say you can't wear it. It's too hard, it's coarse, it's not popular to wear it. And now you come to rub it, to soften it, to make it wearable. I said about to do a bonapash, not the raisel. So comes along in this halacha by Cholk is Mutter, we have four limitations. To not use a kli, to not make this creases when it's a meister umon, not the tzachzech it to make it bright over here, and also if it's not possible to go wear, also the person cannot soften it. The second halacha is a case of a sudra, a case of a handkerchief over here, shalom the gear sources, come along Rashi and Maisha wants to be machmer. The Rambam and the Rosh, two of the big three, the Maisa Machmer, we're talking about the tour. Therefore, the Machaber goes like two of the three, and the Maisa says Osir. Talashani being done the base, if they write it, the Ba'an, the Maisa, they hold this water. Now, once you hold this Osir, what's the say of the Isser? Because you're rubbing to make it look nice. And the difference between the case of a Sudra and a Cholok, because that's the same thing, says the Mishnah Berurah, one's external, one's internal. By the case of the Cholok, what a person rub it for, I must be making it softer. That's our assumption. Please know otherwise, it come to make it brighter and nicer, it can't be Osir. Mashenkin, something external, the assumption is fakir. The person coming to make it look nice. Look nice is an issue over here. The evil is from say, where do you put a shirt? Under what category? So, under what category? It's external. And therefore, shirt will be under the category of a sudo, will be asr. Mashenkin, the situation of something internal, the people don't see, the mice will be mutter. Third case over here, by the case of Big Day Pishtin, so, come on, we have a basis, we have a shibula leket. And he wants to tie knot on a big day pishtun, the way how to mlapin is to rub it together, and therefore it's usher. You have to realize in the situation of pishtun, there are three different akimtas, three different halachas over here. The case of the kleivel, the case of sharkli pishtun, and the case over here of a cholok. Three different things over here. In the case of the kleivel, you have this hat that's made of pishtun. We'll try to get to that. I mean, the part of the whole sim is a little bit hard. Someone's been tzachzich to make it shine and brighter, make shiny pants. That's also a little bit hard for us to relate to. They kind of make it brighter and clean over here. Some of these materials, what's hard, what's soft, we'll see the Aruch HaShulchan has this problem also. But it's hard, some of these ideas to understand clearly, because we don't seem to have the same materials by us. But again, to first, the case of a hat that's made of a pishtun, that's the case of the base. We know Shulak, it says Ramah. Amada, that's also. Mashenkin, shy clean pishtun, a gum the Shulakit says the mice is also. The mobbing is now that way. However, come to Mog Avram and says, a minigal elam, the mice in Kaskis be dying, no problem. Minigal elam. The grass, the chayodim, the chashulchon, they say the minigal elam is that way. The come to be aloch and says, why? What do you mean, a case of a hat or other clean pishtun? The mice is external, people see it, and make it look nicer. There's no soil at all, the mice of a white person should be to be mekel. For the Torah to be mekel is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He says, you don't understand our sudas not negate to their sudas. He says, first of all, we don't have a suda with a handkerchief over here. Other things. Also, the tzachzich HaKoyma, who's shining your hand over here, doesn't stand the mitzvah over here. So maybe in those days, after you wash it, things get very hard, and the only thing you have to do is mishashli, rub it together. Today, after washing, it does not get hard to the Aruch HaShulchan. and the only way to malabin is maybe through a case of mikiyot, of earning it. So he says the whole situation over here, he does not really understand the sugyo, and therefore it makes me mekel because it doesn't really relate to us and apply to us, because we don't really understand what exactly they're talking over here. And that's why the Ilam does not take on any chumas in the case of Kli Pishtun. The slide over here is obviously that Rosh Hashanah and the Mishavua lived at the same time. And one said, I don't know what you're talking about. One will have locha as is. How do we know that Hogan the Chavetz Chaim, Kedarkli is, when he writes the Sefer, he doesn't get involved in the technical aspects. There, Klali just gets involved with what it says on the page and sticks on what it says on the page. The Rosh Hashanah tries to always make it a little more practical. But it comes out that Rosh Hashanah says the locha doesn't really apply because we don't know what they're really referring to over here. They gave to a Cholka Pishtun. Again, the Shmulek is very clear, coming to Aser. We're done with the Beis Yosef. However, says the Mishnah Brua and the Sharetzin and the Bialocha three times that we have Rashi the Sugya that's on the Maisat's Motor. Therefore, the Locha comes out, and that's going to be Motor over here. So, they get to a case of a big day Pishtun, what's the Locha? Three different things. By Kriva, Avad, it's also. By Sharetzin Pishtun, some Machlikis, some Hogis, Mishnah Brua says to Aser. They get to a case of a Cholok, Mishnah Brua says the Maisat's Motor. Now, what is the Metzias? I relate to the Aruch HaShulchan. I'm not clear how to apply the whole entire Lokot Tefei, who wants things that are shiny, and what it means practically over here. That's the Lokot that I keep using over, so I keep using their Lokot over. I'm not Commissioner Gruel. I just say over what they say over. Now, I cannot relate. Again, I understand the Aruch HaShulchan. I think most people, when they learn the sugya, they kept asking, what does that mean? Who wants shiny pants? It's hard to relate to it. The next sugya is really Sevav, Sevzayin, Sevches. Our cases are sugya of tit. That means Sevav is tit on your feet, Sevzayin is tit on your beged, and Sevches is really a case of shoes. You want to rub it, and pasha this tit over there. Now, in these three sifrim, you get involved with the idea of malabin, the idea of Baino, the idea of Teichen, the idea of Machek, you know, a bunch of the Melachos over you get involved with. I got my Ikka Sugya's Malabin. So first I'd like to go over what it says over on the page, Zvav Zayin Ches, and then get back to the Sugya Malabin. First, Zvav, in case of tit upon your feet over here, the Gemara has four options. The Gemara starts with Rav Yehuda, Ahavimino, that the Loch is that you can be Kaneach on the Karko, not in the case of the Kaisel. In fact, whoever watched that be so, which has Sugya Baino, Vadish Shracha Baino, says you have a fat carrot. It's not nichel to get a baino. Therefore, on the kreisel vadis mutter and the karko, might be also besides sugya asher gumois. The Gemara brings down ma braid ravino that says echazav echazav is also. Then when they bring down a pop that says echazav echazel and might says mutter. That means you have Yehuda, and then three sheets afterwards, Yehuda will seem to drop, and the next three is as clear. All three brought down the page Shulchan Aruch. Looks among the shayim. That means how do we paskin? Those are taina echazav echazel is also. The Mordechai, the Ravon. They say why? One mitzad on the karko is Ashrei Gumois, on the wall is a sugya of Baino, and therefore the Magavon passed this way according to the Bach over here. So I saw Pastin Lechumo, Echazev, Echazev is also. Atzad Hasheni, Rapopo, Pastin Echazev, Echazev is Maisis Mutter, that's the Balamor, that's the Ro, that's the Rajbo, that's the Tur, that's the Beni Ruchim, that's the Rosh, they come along the time, the everything is Mutter. They're moving down the Loshin, Yesh, Misha Mater, and the Taz says that's Ikha Loch Lamaiso. Atzal Shlishi, that those go pass like Rava. Rava says the case of Kaisel of Maisa's Mutter, the case of the Karka's Osir, Kaisel is not messing with Baina's Shrach and Bidin Omer, and the Gate Karka of Vayel Ashley Gumus. Therefore, we have the Shields of the Mahag passed this way. We have two of the big three, we have the Rambam and the Riffle passing this way. And therefore, once you have two of the three, the Mechava passing like this. The Mishmu also seems to go this way. I mean, he says, he brings down the Taz, but it's passing fully Lahokal Yesh Lodin, but still in the case over here on the Karka, that the sword to Aser, but the Kleisel, Ravishan, Mises, Mekel. Therefore, the Mishmua, Be'ikin went, then on the Kleisel, Mises, Mutter, on the Karko, the Mises, be Aser. That means Tata Paskin, Makavon Paskin, both are Aser, Tata Paskin, both are Mutter, and Mishmua went in between over here. Now, the Aser case is that everything means the Mises, Mutter. That means, come a little more, it says you want to take your tit, a tiny foot, you want to rub it on a carrier on a beam. That's one case, everything means Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Because no bayam tzad boino, no bayam tzad asher gumois. A second case says the Mishnah that every is mutter on a stone over here. Why? Same svara. It's not asher gumois, not nechel geda boino over here. A third case says Ramah that every is mutter. The case of the cheres. You have some shadri over here, pottery over here. They want to wipe off in the case it's not muxo, also it's mutter. A fourth case is a case over here of a crystal, but it's made of wood. also vada not nichol get a nerik kabayna. Then it says the mishabuah according to the magarvam the mice that's mutter. That means the awful cases that everyone agrees is mutter. Walking once the swears do not apply like asher gumas and bayna, whether by kiro or by evan or by the case of cheres or by the case of kushal shalais, the mice those four cases the mice are mutter. Once we see we're going after the swears over here, come on, let's take it a step further now. Let's say you stand and a person that has, let's say, mud on his foot. What do people usually do? Walk in the street, you go over to the curb, and you rub it off. So we'll put the shoe to the side, that's going to be simchas, but you get to your foot, taking it off over here. Is it baya over here? It's the idea of a baino. Is that a baya over here? It's the sugi of asher gumos. So come on, the Mishabura, quoting my Mordechai, he says, the chidud of madrigot, my samoter. That's in the case of a curb. Why? There's no asher gumos. There's no case of baino. David said the Mishabul of it's mutter over here. Because it's not, yeah, it's not a wall. Yeah. Building upon a similar set of Shalom Zalman said, even if the Magravam wants to answer both, and therefore the wall should be a problem, Shalom Zalman, but our walls. A person takes his foot with his mud on it, builds a wall, so the one calls it a Shracha binyan, through one we make all. But by us, it's not a Shracha, you're just dirtying the wall over here. So according to us, even according to the Magarvam on the wall, Sim Shalom Zalman, the Maisis Mutter. Building off of that, says the Simcha Bonim, the concrete that we have in the streets over here. Same idea, our concrete is not Asher Gumois, it's not Baina, no Shaitis. And therefore, we see we're going after swirls over here, no like plug over here, no Marutz over there, any Marutz, we don't see this concept over here. Could be because they're making the from over here. Therefore, the concrete on the floor on the outside also is water. So the Piskei Tshuvas, they get to walk in the street, we have no swirls over here, to be Machmer, no Asher Gumois. That means practically, the idea, even those who want to be Machmer, but since we see we're taking the swirls into account, probably Kamat not Shaykh, unless in the mountains and on the dirt floor of here, you have a Baya. But general, whether it's on concrete, on the outside, on steps, or curbs, all these things, the Chul will not have any problem over here. So practically, the Chul, there's no Isser. This is a Dabbat study over here. Mishmur says on the Lachal, where a person can put his foot on top of a rock, says make sure it's a big rock. Because a small rock has come to move. Now, what's the problem of moving a small rock? So, a simple understanding is moving the rock is a Bayam Tarasugil Muktzal. Now, if that's so, again, the loch and simushin yalav simches over there is tiltu begufoi, even the sark dove iser is mutter. Even those who disagree with the Rosh, the Mechaber, the Mishabu, and they want to go like the Ran and tiltu matzad, tiltu begufoi is the sark dove iser is osir, but everyone agrees the sark dove heter, but tiltu begufoi is mutter. In this case, the sark dove heter. So whether you agree tiltu begufoi not by sark dove iser, whether the Rosh or the Ran, Mishabur or the Chaznish, over here tell the Begufi that every bit starts to have a Shemi Mutter. So what is the Baya of taking your foot on the small rock that moves over here? There's no problem. Tell the Begufi, starts to have a Shemi Mutter. As I fact, the Chodashani, the Chakmiyevsky, of Nemtsal, Shwasitzkuk, and others, also one terrace of Chaimi you want to answer. Read Mishabur, not saying the Baya is Bitsan Sugya Mukso, he says the Baya is moving it. The problem is moving it, he says, because why is Mexican Toilish and making a Gum over here? A different Sugya. Those are his words. What? He wants.
Man, this is the only way you rub off your foot during the week, also.
And therefore, what?
So that's the normal way of doing it. So he saw.
Still, told the Gufai.
So by looks a shoe.
Okay, well, I disagree, and we'll discuss it afterwards. They want. Says Reb Chaim, he knows a little bit, he knows Shurah Lachas. So he comes up and says, Pshat in the Mishabura, and one time there's Mexican Toilish making a Gum over here. That's the study of the Isser, which again is really a sugya of making holes in the ground, we discussed a couple of times, what the issue here is. That's the one title, Chul and Mishabur means, not the sugya of Muksa. So Zayin is the case where you have a tit upon your beggar over here, more the sugya of Malabin. So the more brings down from Kana, the loch is you want to makaskis, you want to rub in the inside, the maisel will be mutter. On the outside, it'll be Osir, unless you do in the case of Yitzipur Naim. That's what comes out. Now, what is it, Isser? Again, very clear. Rashi, the Sugya says, the words of Mechab is dummy to the act of leaving over here. The Ram has a different reason why to ask her. He says it might lead to the act of being Mechabes to come to wash it. Where the Rosh said over, Nichol Gedda, Ubn Dechol, why does it say it's Osir? And the Kol body seems to put the two ideas together. Ubn Dechol, he might dummy leave him. Fine. The simple understanding, you have a sigil of Kriyasa Ke'im Malabin over here. Now it comes out very clear that it's Bifnim, it's Mutter, Chutz with the Tzipunayim. Bifnim is what and Bifnim and Bechutz, what is the Taich words? And the simple understanding is, Bechutz means the external part of the Beged, Bifnim means the internal part of the Beged. Coming to the ground says, not, that's not Taich. The word of Bechutz means, that's where the tip is, that's Bechutz, and Bifnim means where the tip isn't. Now, if you have a jack that's hanging in this dirt there, with Bifnim Bechutz, Bechutz is the tip. I don't care what side it's on. You're touching the tit, that's chutz. Bifnim means the other side of it. Now, what Beged was referring to, what material we're referring to, truth is a shmul leket, the big example of a tam, dak, case of pishton, a rab wants to go this way. However, come along the mishmur, for the machavon, the bach, there's no sort to machalik. The vadu, all begodim, will have this aloha, bifnim will be mutter, and bechutz with the case of tzipunayim. Now, instead of the case of tzipunayim, they discussed what about the case of using a socket, dafki nails, or about using a case of a knife. So the Rosh, we're talking about the Torah, says even in the case of a sakin, the Maharam, the Graz, all the Pesach can go this way. Now the question here is, when it says a sakin, there are two sides of a sakin. There's a sharp side and a dull side. So what does it mean over here? The Kamal Maharam says, even the sharp side, the mice can go use it. Kamal Mishavua, and he points out the Sharatzin, it's not that fear of a Loshin, look at the base station when he says it over, he said Loshin Efsher. Let's say that he can, Loshin Efsher. And David Mishmur wants to disagree and says, not you can use the sharp side, maybe you can use the sharp side. Once the Mishmur says, maybe you can, David comes along with some Chabonim, or maybe you have to come along to be Machmer, say only the dull side and not the sharp side over here. Now again, there is a study question over here. You're taking your tit, and you want to take your finger and scrub it, and my says mutter. Again, you have Vayah Muksa over here. And here, some of them are asking Muksa, some of them are matri Muksa. Here, some of them are matri Muksa to move it. So we discussed the similar figure by Leitzis, when you have a lint on top of you, you're not take it off. So one of the stories then, they say over here, says Mishal Muzam, Lishmir Shabbos, Urfa Shabbos, since the top of the Beged is both of the Beged. So you're scraping it off, that's like your Beged. Beged's mutter. When it comes to your fingers, it's not a batter. Once it's batter, you'll put it wherever you want. That's how they want to answer it. The new Shmir Shabbos wants to give a second terrace, calling them Gilas Sefer. Usually it's a Graf Shuri, it's not nice. Why take it off for? Not nice. So you can get a Graf Shuri, because that said it's not nice. Take it, and then we have a Hethman's on the Sugya of Mukstil there. Kamal Gataz, he wants Machadish, that she was saying the Locha is to inside his water and outside also, unless you have a Tzipur Naim, or maybe a Sakin. Now let's say it's a case that's not Tit and Mamoshis, it's only a Mara, it's a stain. A stain. The person wants to take off and wants to clean it over here. But since you're only removing the stain, coming with Taz and says the mice that's mutter. Taz says you have a stain on your outfit, that's not the case about any mushrooms over here, it's dried up, take it off the mice that's mutter. Now this. No chilik, it's mutter.
That's saying it's tlichem?
No, it's mutter. Taz says the mice that's mutter. Now this Taz. Anyway, the mice that's mutter.
Right,
because you do it with Sipanayim. Or with Sipanayim,
no problem
with Toychen. That's what's the matter. But I don't know. He says, words are, no motion of Tzoya, it's Yovish. You take it with Sipanayim, take it with Maro. Without Toychen. Without it. We'll go, step by step. We'll get back to the title of here. But he, nice, he's being made clear. Well,
no
motion. Yelah. Now the question is, again, Kamalim says, maybe it's Galerim, you take over the Tzipur Naim. Well, step by step. First, we have the Tazim here that says you can take over with, still with the Tzipur Naim, that's called Allah, take over the Tzipur Naim, with the nails. This Tazim, Maisa first, is brought down local Maisa until we get to the Mishnah Berurah. It's brought down by the Eli Rabbo, and the Tzitzit Shabbos, and the Shulchan Shloimo, and the Masa Shekel, and the Graz, and the Chai Odom, and the Zisol, the Erech HaShulchan, and Shchai, and Chai No. And I said this list for a reason. A lot of people, all the Gemara Chernim brought down the Taz Loch Lamaiso, they have a stain, you want to take over the nails, the Maiso's mutter. Come on to Mishnah Berurah, and these are, as far as I see, he's the first one who wants to argue with the Taz over here, that has brought down for a few years the Loch Lamaiso. He's been kifis, very stark. He said, first of all, what's the chilip between the case of a stain and Sifei? That the case of there, let's sachta chibeg, and about the case of there, it's ulcer. Moindi says, let's go back to Sif Aleph, Rash Shito, take over the office of Chiv Daraiso. So over here, according to Rashi, be Chir Chatz over here. And if he wants to Avada, the mice should be ulcer. There's no way to matter taking off the stain on Shabbos with the Tzipunayim. Avada should be also here. And then it says the case of when it's mutter to take off, the tits is leaving a ratio behind. But take off a mara, then Avada is ulcer. We'll get back to that. I'll just like to finish with what it says on the page. So again, we have Mishmur versus Taz. All the Peshkin like the Taz to remove a stain with Yitzipanayim, Mice and Mutter. Mishmur said the Bada, it's also Kshash Chiv Chattis. Now over here, it gets involved with the Sugya of Tit, it's the Sugya of Teichen. What Tit are referring to is a Tit that's Lach, or Tit that's Yavish over here. That means the Mechabrik Dan Yish Mephoshim, as the Torah says, that over here, if it's Yavish, you have Bayam, it's the Sugya of Teichen. And therefore, Lach Lamaisa, the Chayodim, the Kitzer, the Mishabur, the Kamal say, it cannot be a case of Yavish over here. How does Achonim point out? We have to learn the Sugya of Teichen. That means if it's a Tit, you have Bayam, it's the Sugya of Teichen. Let's say it's food, they fell on top of you. Whether it's tchino, that fell on top of you, that dries up on top of you. Okay, the chulin, tail is cooked very hard, you want to take it off. They will learn the sugya of toichin. There is no toichin, acha toichin, by tchino. Or things that's cooked very well, there's no isha toichin. So the idea will not apply this halacha. That means the whole idea of something that is yavish will be a bayah with the klum of toichin. If toichin's mutter, won't have this in over here. Not this issue. I said, won't have this issue of toichin. Right, correct. Now, in this halacha, they were coming along to say whether the kitzur is stained according to the Mishnah Berurah, or according to the case where you have tit on the outside. We're saying, okay, the Maaseh to take it off is also, let's see Tipunayim. Come along to the Mishnah when he says, however, but let's say it's a case of Kavod HaBrius, and you have a goy in front of you, Kavod HaBrius, with the goy, the Maaseh can be mekel. That means that Yisrael, they point out, we learned the halacha at Simin Shinu Beis, the sugya of Kavod HaBrius. What's halacha? Do we say a shvush to shvush with a goy to mat to Kavod HaBrius? I point out over here, even if the shuas is a blocha shein srich l'gufay, that's a kipt over here, still the Mishmur says it's the most strongest rabbanon, the maisi is mekel. He says if you have a real loch is one rabbanon, a blocha shein srich l'gufay is a second rabbanon, the maisi, a person can make him inside the sugar of kavod abrius. Therefore, this example of simple bonum being done is halacha, how far it takes is halacha. He wants a tiny of a person has a shalom zacher, his case, he has no drinks by the shalom zacher, cold drinks, by a kavod abrius. The other time is go tell a guy to go to the store and buy drinks, buying a drop on them, with a cigarette covered up, yes. Says to carry from place to place, which the only did drop on them. So come along over here, of a covered up, yes, not having drinks, with this Mishabu, the Mice, and make him go tell a guy to buy drinks right now to go bring him back to Shalom Zafar. Tell the guy where he took this Mishabu, how far he took the idea of covered up, yes.
What's covered
up, not to have drinks by Shalom Zafar. I think I mentioned then that a similar case. Maish and Graven that didn't have pekloch by the Ofruf. So I actually was the one who was sent to somebody else to go down from the road. That could we go tell the guy to get the pekloch out of the car, open the door, and take it from in Flatbush from the car from Moshe Yochid to Noshe Yochid, we said we can cover abuse on this Mishnah Berurah. And the Rav says, yes, he knows the Mishmacha, he knows the mother, the mother says, he's not coming to the mother of the offer, he left the pekel up there, and therefore, as the singer called Abiyas, this Mishmacha, he passed in Talagoy, open the door, take out the pekel up in Flatbush, and take it to the store, to the shul, as the singer called Abiyas.
Flatbush, or you're
in it's a college game. College game. So, that's one you say we see from this Mishmacha. A second aside is that we discussed then why is there a heter of stam of kavod abrius by a case of deraisa even by milon ofri? And kor milon ofri itself is drop on him. Then we point out as the chen who grappled that true enough is a sholomeshiv some makar chayim that gets involved with a person out of talis and him kipper he wanted to go get a guy to go clean it off. And the story that got on top of his talis come to shul that talis the big design over here. They point out mishmur does not sound like you have a heter for a deraisa. Which will sound like the only time you've had to have a covered abuse is a case of a locho shein tzichlu gufoi and a milanofi. A milanofi stopped to a real libun, does not sound like there's a heter. Others want to make different levels of covered abuse. There are certain levels that much more of covered abuse might have heter, and something that's much less won't have this heter. It's a question what to do with this mishmua that gets the sugya of the rices over here. The last case of Shulchan Aruch, the case of Siftes over here, is the idea when a person has the shoes, is coming to Megardin, come to rub it. Pass the case over here, as the Mishmur calls the Beis Yisr, even the case of the shoes has tit. That means again, the halacha of Bov Zayin Ches, is either tit on you, or on your beged, or the case even on your shoes. The halacha on the gate to your shoes, come to the Gemara brings down the Havmina, that a case of a new shoe, the Maisa Mutter, and the old shoe, the Maisa Ulcer. However, come to the Husabo, brings down a Bryce from Chio, that says a person cannot Megardin. Not a new shoe and not an old shoe here. Both are also. Therefore, the two of the mechabrik now loch lamaisa. You cannot rub not a new shoe, not an old shoe. What's the issur? Says Rashi, machik. We're talking about the shenim. We're talking about the words of the mechaber. Now, this idea of rubbing it before there's no chilek, whether it's on, whether it's the back of a knife, any type of knife, anything you want to do on the floor, come to smooth something out, you have a baya. Now, this halacha is discussing case of tit. Is there a difference whether tit is lach or tit is yavish? Yavish avadiya bayav teichen. What about the case of lach? Is there a problem over here? So again, mishmur mikdan machlokes the bealocha. What the sugya over here? The gate of tit lach. Practically, is there a baya of taking your shoes and rubbing it on something that's sharp? Is there a problem over here? What should make a chalik? The gate of shoes, there are always the two problems. You have to realize this is a karko and this is a shoe. The get to karko we discussed before after gumois, we pointed out before, and the get to also cement. No one has any interest in after gumois, before there's no problem. The get to the shoes, the issue is beside the smoothing out the leather. Mamachik, smoothing things out. The get to our shoes, we have two types of bottom of our shoes that we can have. We can either have leather bottoms, or we get to plastic and rubber bottoms. First, take the case when you have a leather sole over here, a leather bottom. Is there a problem today? That when you rub it, it comes to masakin it. That means, coming to Marsham already in the 1800s, the Pasha, he says, when you rub your shoe, what happens? It's not a milo for the leather, it's ruining it. It's rubbing out the leather, it's a kilkul in the leather. Shlomo Zalman and Aruch HaShabbos, he points out in those days, Aruch HaShabbos, the leather seemed to have a blitois or begimois, that different marks, different bumps coming out. Every time you rubbed it, it smoothed out the marks of the bumps, and therefore there's a tekin. Mashenki Bizmanazer, when you take your shoe and you come to rub it, even hard, it's not good for the shoe. It's a chesaron in the shoe. It's a kilk in the shoe. No shaks to give a machik over here. Maisa, the three names I just mentioned, Masham, Shlomo Zalman, Aruch HaShabbos, all three say that svarin, all three end of tzarachin. Asad Hasheni, the Oral Tzion says, and I'll be actually big down, I'm Kashi Shvi, and I'm Kar, Peskev Shuvah says, it's a great svarah. If you eat on leather shoes, the mice it's mutter. Atzah Shlishi, what bothers me, is the Shmir Shabbat Kachosoi, Maisi Kabbalah says, even today, being down the locha, on leather shoes, the mice will say it's also. The Minchas Ish, when he quotes Aruch HaShabbos, says today is a kilkul, he says, not true. Minchas Ish, when he quotes Aruch HaShabbos, Minchas Ish from Bnei Brak.
No, but
Shabbos, no, he's more to Matavit Sarachim. Minchas Ish, he says, your story wanted to Matavit Sarachim, no kilkul here, is that not true? Matana, maybe by a new shoe, maybe it's a kilkul. By an old shoe, he says, the mice that are creases on the bottom of the leather of your shoe, and therefore, there is a milo of smoothing it out, the leather of your, there's a slight milo. And somehow, the two English swarm with Simcha Bonim, the Ribi at the Kamal will say, that even though his words are hardly perceptible, the ticking of the ur, the mice that there is a ticking over here, they want to assert on your leather soles. A pillow, I think it's a pillow, but they want taina rubbing out the bottom of your shoe, there's a milo to the shoe, being sucking somehow something over there, and you'll even assert.
Why is
the machik
only on leather?
Oh, Matthias wise, Matthias. That's one thing, which I can have a hard time to understand. Taking a step further, let's say you have your rubber soles on the bottom, or you have the plastic on the bottom. You come with Shmir Shabbat close, and he still asks it. He writes very clear. Even the shoes that are made of rubber soles, or plastic on the bottom, he still asks it. He and the besides Orlatin and Abdashu's Mankel, he was trying to the vada on the rubber. I remember there's no mile over here. Shlomo Zalman said Tzarachin again. Because what's the reason to answer it? I don't know. I think it's very slanted to be very clear that I don't understand what the answer to answer over here is. Of course, I quote both sides, but I have to choose the right to slant things.
Leather
soles are common? Your last shoe is leather. This is why my Shabbos was a leather.
Maybe special people can be Malchin.
When I make a light plug over here, somebody don't even understand. Can't say.
Shlomo
Zalman. He said Tzarachin and both. But something went Svati Machmer. But I can reset on the page over here. Went through Siv Dal through Siv Ches over here. Now, Maisa, we have to now go back and really put Siv Al through Ches all together over here. That means you have to realize Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shembeis, they're really two chalakim to the Simon. From Al to Ches is really the case of Kivus, Liban, without water. From Tes and on, be Kivus with water. So now we have to really to focus on Maisa, when a person has things that are dirty. What's the lock of the gate to something that's kivus without water over here? I'll come along, we'll realize practically when you have a jacket and it gets dirty, there are going to be five different ways how it can get dirty, and five different halachas what to go do with it. And you really have to set up, go through the six halachas it says on the page over here, realize the horror all six are steerers, and you have to analyze what's going on over here. So first, the six halachas that came out on the page. Very simple. Halachas first. That means, number one, we have halachas sif aleph. The person has offer there, on top of his beged. What's halachas machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? We paskin like Rashi, that says when you have the three klolim, when shachar, it's makbid, and kedah chodesh, it's chayiv. One case. A second case is sif aleph. You have nitzis, you have feathers, or lint, on top of your shoulder. Says it's machlokes again, the amol versus slave is a chaynes. Here we pass like cool, like the amol, the maisi take it off. The third akimto, there's a Baha'i sheet. The Baha'i is brought down with Mishbu and Sif Beis, the Mogavam Sif Aleph. Says you have tafshul, chulun, chila that fell on top of you. Says the Baha'i to take it off if you're not makbid as mutter. That's the third halacha. A fourth halacha is Sif Hei. You want him a kavono to betzachzik something, make it shine and bright over here. That my says a mechaber is also. We have a fifth halacha, tit on top of your beged. Halacha is meshafshe befnim or bechutz with your tibunayim is mutter. Otherwise, the shafshe on the outside of the mice is osir. We have a sixth halacha, the case of the taz, that according to mishmua, the case of a mairo, mice is osir called mishmua. Harbi posh can go like a taz, the mice is mutter. Now, the one simple way, that's the six halachas that came out, how we have a case of kivus bli mayim. Now, the simple way of asking the question, the simple bomb says, Aleph, Hay, and Zayin are astira. Think about it. Aleph, according to Ripaskin, like Rashi, is Chayiv. Hay is Dirabonon. And Zayin is Mutter, with his column. So how do we have a case of Kivus B'limayim, Chayiv, Dirabonon, and Mutter? Aleph, Hay, and Zayin are better astira. But since we learned the sugya, let's ask it 10 ways. And then if you don't have the sheets over here, you can follow along the sheets. Just the 10 questions. I'm not sure what I gave out, but at least the question is certainly there. That means, first, we have a case of Sif Al to Sif Hei. Yichur can ask a Sainach Rashi and Sainach Taisvis. And both of them are asked by the Bialocho. That means, in Sif Al to Koin Taisvis, Kiminar from Offer, Mais and Smutter. No problem. Yen and Sif Hei, Kavon and Tzachzeich is also. So one time you're taking off the offer, Libun is Mutter, and one time Mais is also. It's one way of asking it. The second way, the Bialocho asks, according to Rashi, the loch is when you're not makbid, the mice it's mutter. And Sif Zayin, Sif Hei, by the Sachsach, no one says the word makbid, not makbid. Either way, the Sachsach, the mice is also. Two questions. A third question, you can ask from Sif Al to Sif Zayin, Sai Rashi, and Sai Taisvis again. According to Rashi, what's a loch when you're not talisa, when you're makbid, there it's also, Chayiv, Chayiv Mamish. And Sif Zayin, you want to shafshib befnim, or tzipanayim, is mutter. In fact, the Shahid Siyan, Alf and Zayin, one's Chayiv and one's Mutter over here. That's the Rashi Shito. Same thing according to Taisus now. In Sif Aleph according to Taisus, it's Mutter. No problem. Yen in Sif Zayin, the Lochit, the Meshash B'chus, the Mice is also. In fact, the Philodon Lochit is a steer over here. A fifth question is, the Moss says to take off the Nitzis, big heter, take off Nitzis and Mutter. In Sif Zayin, what's the Lochit? Take off Tit Mamish, you'll have a Meshash B'fnim. That's the Philodon. Let's take off Tit Mamish, but there's no chet of nitzis. That's not this mutter. Nothing of tit. What's the sof of nitzis over here? A sixth question, the Bahag Shito. Bahag is b'etzim the serial of chur to Sif Hei and Sif Zayin. Bahag again is that you have tafshul that fell on top of you. The law is you'll have to take it off. So let's take it from, take off the tafshul's mutter. And Sif Zayin said, the shafshul b'chus the nitzis also. Why is that so? A seventh question, why the law of Sif Hei, let's cover the tzachzech is also. The Bahag of nitzis mutter over here. An eighth question is, take Hay versus Zayin, themselves the Chur is a Stira. Sif Hay is a case that Sachsach is also, no Cholom. So Zayin says, the Meshavshe B'fnim, what's the B'nam Mice is Motor? What's the Chilk will be affecting Mishnah Berurah? The next two questions are really questions on the Taz. The Taz says, to take off the Maro, Ilam B'Megara, there's no problem over here. Mash Enkein, but the Aloch is Sai, according to the Aloch of Hay, Kamal at Sachsach is also. Well, it should be a Kash on the Taz. Lochet Sif Aleph, going to Rashi, take off the offer is also. Should be cash on the Taz. Those are the 10 questions. 7 of the 10 is asked by the Chometz Chaim. Either the Shaitzian, or the Bialochet, or the Mishnah Berurah. Lechora, if you read the seminar here, you say the words you learn it, but you just think about it. Come out every Sif and every avenue in the Kasher, which has to be addressed, which most of them are addressed. The problem is, it's not that clear how they come out to answer here. There seem to be, among the Swarm, there are Mahalchim, but the two main Mahalchim. Which is what the Chometz Chaim, how he says it over. And then we say, we bring down the Chometz Chaim, and then what they call the Chaim Noz Malach. And then we say when the Bignan Chometz Chaim, afterwards in the footnote, we're on the same page. The Bignan Chaim, when the Gila Sefer, or the Simcha Bonim, or the Shvat Shitzchok, or the Archa Shabbos, all Bignan the second Malach over here. So first, the folks in the Mishnah Berurah, it's a little bit hard try to, I understand what he's saying over. What he's saying over, I think I wrote down Malach on the sheet, he's saying there are two sides over here. Number one, you have to a pula of kibbutz. That means the standard thing when a person, when he washes things, uses water, or he's meshafshef. But the thing is, for a person to shake it, that's not how a person does an act of kibbutz. Menorah is not the way of washing things, cleaning things. What do? Either you wash with water, or you do shifshuf. You rub, make it shine. Menorah is not the pula. That means one thing is, when a certain pula is kibbutz, the mice can be mutter. Unless, according to Rashi Shita, when you mark it on something, the Kapodik gives you the Chshivas as if you had the Pulas Kivas. This one concern is the act that you're doing has been an act of Kivas. The second side over here says the Mishnah Berurah, you also have to Kavana for Kivas. The Kavana. And therefore, since a person, the standard way of washing a beggar with tit is with water, over here you only come off to take over the tit and leaving a relation over here behind. So you see, you have no kavanah for kibbutz. It's like taking off the nitzitz on top, taking off the tit that's on top. That's first, I think the two yisraelis, they come up from Mishnah Berurah. To be over the isra, you need two things. You have to have the pulas kibbutz, you have to have kavanah for kibbutz. To explain, let's take first Sivzayin. Sivzayin, you have a case of tit. You have mud that's on top of your jacket over here. A person, when he if you have kavanah to take it off, who would wash it? Over here, since you're only taking off something on top and leaving a rishim behind, it's the chesaron, the kavanah for kibbutz. That means the second cloud of mice is missing. The raya is that there's a rishim over there. The raya that he has no kavanah for kibbutz, just the chul that's on top is bothering him. That's all. That's the raya over here. When he has no rishim left behind, oh, then I have a baya over here that I chura there is a mice of kibbutz over here, kavanah for kibbutz. It really depends. Still, you should use wood over here, but depends upon the sugya machbado. If you're makben echanam, yeah. If not, no. Either Taz says to remove the marius butter, as the mishmeru wash the episto. My student pulls kibbutz over here. Your makben should be the locha the sevav kodu rashi yichayim, or the tzachtik be the drapon over here. That's how that's the simzayin over here. Kodu mishmeruah the chesaron over here is not no kavanah for kibbutz, but raya you left to stay behind. Sounds like one giving chashivas the pool that you're doing over here. That's the standard way of doing it. In the Sif Aleph, the loch over there again is the what are you doing? Give me now. You're taking something over here. Why is that mutter according to Taisus? Namitzad the idea over here. If you have no kavona, you have kavona, but you're not doing a pool as kivos. Not the standard way of doing it. Standard way is doing shefshef to rub it together, to use water. But here you're not doing that. You're just shaking over here. Why Rashi Yechayim? When you makbid, gives you chshivas as if you're doing a pulas kibbutz over here. The Bahag's case, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is betzem. It depends what the metzias over here is. If the metzias is you left behind the rishon, then there'll be a mamash halacha and sif zayin. However, the case of the Bahag, we did not leave behind the rishon, then he had the halacha and sif al to give makbid, not makbid. That's according to the kids who came out. I'll just go back to answer all 10 questions according to the Mishnah Berurah. You can follow along, think it's simple over here. You have a question over here, according to Taisus and Sif Aleph, the locha to Menar, Maisat on the Beged is Mutter. Sif Hey, the locha over there is the Mechav and the Tzachzach is Osir. In fact, the locha being now should be wrong, Maisat, what is the Chelik over here? Taisus is simple. Over here, there's a concern in the pool of the Kivas that you're doing. What are you doing? You're doing me Menar, not the Pulos Kivas. Mitzachzach, doing the active Pulos Kivas over here. If it wants usher, one mice is mutter. The second question according to Rashi, when you're not makbid, the chilik of the makbid is not makbid. Mashenki mecham letzachtech. In fact, if you look at what the chilik is, the answer is when you're not makbid, it's chesaron in the pulas kivas. When you're makbid, it gives you chshivas to pulas kivas. Therefore, you're echlam, you're chayfert. Because you don't get kain idea of being letzachtech. He calls it chayf. No, chilik is not. Why by one's chayiv, one makbid by tzachtik is that? I think maybe it's a dinner cleaning over here. That's a good question. I'm not sure. Maybe it's one's cleaning it. One is that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. In Seval Kuntri Rashi, the halach is when a person is makbid, the halach is yechayiv. Rashi gets Zayin says over there it's mutter. So that's Rashi first of the sugya is the question. Rashi is why in the world when a person when he takes with the tit is it not chayiv for it? Why is it mutter? So Rashi says, you know why? Because there is no water, no water. We know Rashi Kufim Zayin says minav talisay. Why yechayiv? Says min offer. There is no water. Third kivayin on the page of Kufim Aleph and Kufim Zayin steers Rashi. One time Rashi says no water mutter. Other time Rashi says there's no water chayiv. Fred Kivegi, it's a tamil over here. What does Rashi hold? So look at the simple understanding of Rashi, and Kivegi is asking, he understood the idea of water, with water there's libun, no water there's no libun. That's called avon and taisvis, that by offer, there's no libun. Why? There's no water over here. That's called avon and taisvis. Come on, the Shayatzin wants to answer, he brings down Kivegi, the Shayatzin, the Sikon Mamalov, he wants to answer. The said over here is, that no, not that you say water without water is one thing, one without without water is no libun. Water is a raya to if a person has kavona to do an act of libun. It's not a sibush raya, it's a raya. That means when a person has kavona the sachzeh to an act of kivos sefei, it's also over here. Mash enkin and sef aleph. Since you have no kavona to do the act of kivos. Because Ba'athi needs water over here. Without that pot, the mice is water. With that pot, yeah, the chshiras of the pool that you're doing over here. That means the lack of water is a raya. There's no, there's a chshiras over here in the pool unless you're makpid. Now that's the definition. It's a raya, it's a simen, not the simen shavoy. And therefore, the chshiras of kavona for kivos will be menar. Makpid gives the kavona for this in over here. The fourth question we have, Negev to Tosfos, why Menachlis is Mutter and Shash is Aser? So the Tildov wants this one Taina, one is a standard way of doing Pulas Kivos. I mean, not one Taina, it's not a standard way of doing Kivos. Not the way of doing it. The question over here, why by Sif Aleph, the Locha, Kilav take over the Naitis, and Tit, the Locha, the Lab, Meshavshiv? Why? Because Tit, the Naitis Pashas, is not Nichol Negev Liban at all. There's something on top of it. The Sikh of the Bahag. It's very interesting you study the Kohen, the Mishnah one comes out. Bahag again is a very simple case where children fell on top of you. Tafshel, food, daisa, anything that fell on top of you, you want to peel it off. The look over here, there is, in the Mishnah, you're allowed to peel it off, the person not makbid. He says, that's the sugya over here, Kupem Zayin. Mashenki, the look of Zayin, it says, we have Kohen over here. That's Osir Mir Machotz. One says you're allowed to take off Machotz and not makbid, and one says Osir. What comes out, when the Bialach and the Issa questions, the Maskona is, if to Malchim, the Ikri says, is that the case of the Bahag is Siv Zayin, it's Hainu Hach. There's no difference in the Halacha. Just the Metzias is there a difference. They're discussing two different things over here. That means the case of the Bahag is there is no Roshim, and Siv Zayin, the case over there, there is a Roshim. So since the case of the Bahag, there is no Roshim over there, Besma should be Osir, unless you're not Makbid. Masha Enkein, the Halacha in Siv Zayin, over there, the case over there, there is a Roshim. Therefore, the loch is that depends if you're doing a b'fnim b'chutz and b'fnim l'maisvi mutum there, can left a roshim behind. I mean, this comes out the tin and tafshil, the bahag is the same thing. The both of them there's no roshim. The loch is b'yakpod be osir, not pod is mutter. Mashik, both of them has a roshim left behind. Even with that pod, will be mutter b'fnim or b'chutz with the case of a socket. They're just two different cases, metzias. It's the same case. Just one has a roshim and one does not have a roshim behind. But again, the Bahag is Siv Zayin, except Siv Zayin is a case of Roshim, a Bahag is a case without Roshim. Now, what's the difference between the Bahag and Sifay? The case of the Bahag, when you're peeling off the Shalom, then a person not Makbid, Ashenki, when you're rubbing it together, it seems that a person doing Maitzik Kibos over here, Maitzik also over here. I, the Alochim Sifay versus Siv Zayin, why one, the Tzafin is Osir, one to come be in the Shafshim Bifnim, or be Tzipanam is Motor. So again, come on the Mishnah Berurah and says, because one can have kavodah for tzachzich, one leaving a roshim behind, there was no kavodah, you only can take the thing off. There is a chsaron, the kavodah for the act of leaving over here. The last two questions, by the case of Amara and Mustaine, why Taz want to make a lot of stir, Sifrei and Sifalev? So the Mishnah Berurah climbs to stir. That's where you argue with the Taz. That's where Kisrael comes out, just an answer. Now, just analyzing what really came out, is that what really bothers everybody is really Sif Hei, is really a monkey wrench upon everything. That means Sif Hei said the Sachzik is also. Once we, Sif Hei is a steer to Sif Zayin and Sif Aleph. So, come along the Mishmur and says, once we say hey and zayin the problem, what's a chilek? Zayin is he left a roish behind, and hey is no roishim. I left a roish behind. Mr. Zayin, then we have to shlok up the taz. That's where the taz is wrong. Then we have a kash of the bahag. If the bahag over here is a case of where there is no roishim, so zayin is a case of roishim. Depends on the sugya of akpadol. Therefore, we also have to ask a question: if al do sifay, one the act of shuf shuf, the mitzvah of kibbutz, of coming to a bimlabein mashen and sifalov. That's really what have Mishmuel starts off. You have to ask the pain, leads to all these questions over here. And once he says the Roshim is of Zayin, Adkan, the Mishnah Berurah, again, once you realize these are the kashas, you have to sit down and work it out, get clear what came out. The second Malach among the Svarim, they called it the B'chaim Mel. Again, brought down by Archer Shabbos, Miguel Sefer, and others, some Rabbanim. The second idea over here, how to answer, they come along and say, Sifhei is a dim if they ask money. But once you answer Sifhei, but it can answer everything else. They want to know the Be'etzem that says in Chayno, dropped in the Shreya different form. Chayno, the way he says it over, that the idea, how do you take off titter in the week? With water. You're not using water, not an active libin over here. How would you make something shine during the week and say, hey, you would wash it afterwards, you do an active tzichtzach. You would rub it together, do shifshif, and do an active libin over here. So Be'etzem comes out that really kivus, believe mine, is not kivus. Why? Because how do you wash things always? With water. That's what we do. We wash things with water. Someone tells you to go wash something and go with no water, that's not washing. That's not cleaning it. Keep it with water. There is one akinter during the week, what we do, without water. What's that? To rub it to make it to shine. Okay, we have a hard time to relate to that. We don't want shiny pants. That seems to be they had these begotten after they had washed it. Or they do to make it cleaner, make it nicer. They'd rub it together, make it faster, make it shine over here. So that is what they would do even during the week. So Beklalius, without water, there's no Issa Libon. The Taz is right. There's no water over here. Tomorrow, using water, you take over, scraping it off, no problem over here. How in the situation where the derech is b'yimei chol to go to do the act of washing without water, Echlam, Yehovinis over here. They even come down to Zion, the Maisa, according to the Chayim, the Maisa's Mutter. The Taz, the Maisa's Mutter. The Bahag is also a case of the outration, the Maisa's Mutter over here. There's no water over here. The case in Rashi, Tzif Alf, why Chayiv? Why there's no water? Because the, over there, what would you be Mechol? You'd check it also. That's what you go do. But that's how you do your Mechol. I mean, the other Malach is, look at what you do your Mechol. If you use water, then don't use water, my sense of water, it's clone. Chutz could be this Gzeh over here. That's what you're asking over here. But Chutz means that Mechol is Beshushim, Befnim, Mitzipanam, my sense of water. How and that there was if hey and according to Rashi there mean Isser over here and some Aleph. Otherwise we do what is active Liban over here. Those are two Malachim Be'ikah among the Svarim. Now, just try to make it practical. A person when he has that falls upon his jacket, lichluch. How do you clean lichluch from your jacket on Shabbos? Now you have to realize there are five things that can fall upon your jacket. And all five will have different halachas once we get to the sugya clearly. That means first, to clean your jacket with a kli, a half portion of gedoyim, that way it's on tefalav, that's a problem. It's because you're not using a kli. So, of the nechol, gedoyim. Right, try to throw the yashvash, you can't use a kli.
Kli
miyuchad. Half portion of that is also.
Kli miyuchad be gumutah.
Kli miyuchad will be a problem.
Kli miyuchad is Shabbos.
Kli miyuchad is Shabbos.
Oh, don't say that there, right here. Can't say. That means there are five things that can fall on top of your jacket. So let's go look and fall on top of your jacket. What's the look over here is? So you have one option that dirt fell on top of your jacket. Offer. Dust. Sivalif. What comes down over there? If a person is shocher and he's kopid and he's chodosh, all three, the look is you cannot shake it, but you can brush lightly. Mashaking a person is not makbin. What's the look? You can shake it or brush lightly. Brush lightly if he's not makbin, it's mutter. Have a l'shav shake, sifei, said the Mishmur of the Maisa, that's also. That means you have dirt upon you, you have to know, are you makbid or not makbid? Makbid, don't touch.
No.
Not makbid, not at all.
So
not makbid, not makbid, look at it, to brush lightly, no problem. We discussed then why it's not muksa. We have a child, we discussed why it's not muksa. A second thing that can happen over here, is you have nitzis.
You just take your jacket off.
No, sometimes you have to wear it, but you still mock it. Meaning, you would not wear it if you had another option. You have two jacks, you would not wear it. If you're somebody, you have no option, you have to wear it. In the street. In the street. The shirshu is also. Are you makpid? Not makpid. Not makpid. Lightly be motor. Shirshu be also. Again. There is to soften it. Are you coming to soften it? Come to clean it. The side over there is not, right? The clean is also. The second kipta you can have, if somebody fell nitzis on top of you, meaning basically you have crumbs on top of you, you have dandruff on top of you, you have lint on top of you, can you take that off? We do not pass the same as a chayin, go like the more, the lemaisa is mutter. You can have a third kipta that fell upon your jacket, you have some food on top, fell on top of it. So it depends. If over there you left a ratio behind, then the loch is either bifnim or bifnim, lemais is mutter. But chutz l'shif shif v'yosser. If you don't leave a ratio behind, then the loch is, then you line up, kill it off if you're not makbid, but you cannot be mishafshe. If you are makbid, you cannot take it off. The fourth akimta you can have is if you have tit that fell on top of you, not food over here. So you really have to analyze three things. If it's yavish, you may have to tell us you're tarichin over here. If it's lach, depends on leave behind the ratio or not. Leave behind the ratio, then according to the Mishmur, the shif shif bifnim, which you've been able to put the mice in the water. If it's not leave a ratio behind, then it depends. If a person is not makbid, then he's allowed to take it off, but he cannot do an active shif shif over here. The fifth akimto you can have is a case when you have a stain left behind. What's the lucky case of a stain? According to the Mishmur, he said that's also, that's shashta rice over here. That means when a person is, when someone asks you, so let's say something fell in my jacket, I clean it on Shabbos. The answer is, what fell in your jacket? The five akimtas over there that fall in your jacket, the five different halachas over here. That means a great question to test. Something fell in your jacket, what's the halacha? There's no answer. The answer is, tell me the case, let's discuss it. You're makbid, you're not. How do you want to clean it? How do you want to do it? But there are five things that can fall in your jacket with five different halachas over here. Take one other case they discuss over here, similar case, they discuss something fall on top of your carpet. That means we discussed it last time. If you have a carpet sweeper allowed to use on Shabbos, you can't, whether it's a Kliyas or Mechol, Batsu Sugi or Kircho, or Kreya, or Mesakim Mano, or Moksa Kedoyma. No carpet sweeper. If something fell on top of your carpet, can you clean it? So, first, if dirt fell on top of your carpet, you pick it up and you want to bang it hard, you want to clean it very hard, before that's Shif Shif, Mice, that's Ulcer. Shmir Shabbos says that case, Mice is Ulcer. I once had a kiddush in my house. A lady picked up the carpet, banging it out very hard, and I asked her, what are you doing? Are you makbid? She's 100% a makbid. This is 100% an ulcer. You're coming, no, 100% not makbid. I'm like, oh, you can't just start switching, you know I'm going to say over here. But then she told me, if you're makbid, then you're even ulcer. You're not makbid out. I assume the fact that I picked it up and banged it out, you're makbid. Otherwise, why are you doing it for? So, 100% makbid, 100% ulcer. But let's say you had a case of dirt that fell on top of it. And the person who wants to benayak sas, not an act of banging hard, a little bit, depends upon the sigil of akpada, not akpada. Want to bang it lightly, depends upon the sigil of akpada, not akpada over here. Unless you have something that fell on top of your carpet that's more congealed on top, or bended on top, what's the halacha in that case? So it depends. Does it leave behind the ratium? Does it not leave behind the ratium? Do you makbid, not makbid? If a person, it does not leave behind the ratium, any not makbid, then my sit's mutter, that's bahag. If a person not leave behind the ratium and he is makbid, then that's also. If a person says it leaves behind the ratio, and you are makbid, still mice is mutter. All three of these things are brought down by some kabbonim. You have to know there are three different ways on the same akimta. What are you going to do over here? But let's say he says the swarm fell on top of the carpet, not embedded in the carpet. What's that? That's nitzis. Mice, you can't take it off. So can you clean the carpet on Shabbos? You have to go through case after case after case. There's no standard answer. Where to fall? What fell? Are you makbid? Is it by aftarichin? You have to deal with each case over here. On Be'ez Hashem, on next level, we mamshech sivtest on. I think there's a lad over here. Therefore, also there's Chodesh on Sunday, and there might be a person in the Chabura, one person that won't be here on Sunday, as little, but everyone else will be here over here. The Bada will be here on Sunday. So I like. To, I think I'll make next level on Be'ez Hashem on Monday morning. Shlofo.